Hello, hello, and welcome to another exciting episode of Skeptics and Seekers Sunday Sermon Shorts. This short is going to actually be a short one. We're coming at you from, I believe it's the Christian Post, and there's just an article there. I'll throw a link in on the board, skepticsandseekers.squarespace.com. Just log in your Discuss account and discuss away. And even if you have a comment that's not on the board where this is posted, you can just post anywhere. I'll see it. I'll get back to you. By the way, YouTube, those who have subscribed to the main show via YouTube, thank you for subscribing. It lets me know that I'm not completely screaming into the void. You are noted and appreciated. Thank you very much for that. And for those of you who are listening on this channel, maybe you don't realize there's also a YouTube channel. You're getting the same stuff minus the shorts on the YouTube channel. Maybe one day I will throw the shorts on YouTube. But here's the thing. It takes more time to do video than it does just plain audio. And I often do these shorts just before work or after I come home from work. And so I typically don't have a lot of time. So YouTube kind of gets ditched for the shorts. Speaking of getting ditched, the title of this article is "The Main Reason People Ditch God." Don't you just love these? Don't you just love these? Some Christian preacher, writer, publisher is really troubled by the fact that people continue to walk away from his church, from his faith, and he has to say something to soothe the people that remain. Because when a Christian walks away, that is particularly devastating to the people who remain, especially if that Christian was someone who was either prominent or well-loved. And even if they weren't very prominent or very well-loved by most, they were probably well-loved by somebody. And that somebody is thinking, man, if that person walked away, there must be something to it. What the preacher has to do, they have no choice, is they have to come behind that and reassure the rest of the congregation that that person did not have a good reason to walk away. Notice there are no good reasons to walk away. Christians never tell you about the good reasons there would be to walk away. You know, if this happens, then you should walk away. If it turns out that the Bible is not right about this, then you should walk away. They never say that. They don't want anything falsifiable there. Because anytime a Christian makes a falsifiable claim, it is falsified. So they don't want to give you a good reason to walk away. And if someone walks away, it just reinforces that there must be good reasons. So these sermons have to come out from time to time to counteract that, to say, to reassure that there are no good reasons to walk away. So here he says the main reason Christians walk away is because they're mad at God. You can read the article. Let me just give you a couple of pieces. Let's see, in this first part, there was a woman who was very upset at a funeral. You know, apparently someone maybe had died who wasn't expected to die. I don't know. He doesn't go into detail there. He writes, then there's the 30-something girl. First of all, does this tell you anything about the person writing here? This is a 30-something-year-old he's talking about, and he's still calling her a girl. I just wonder if that may be telling about something about the person who's telling the story. Then there's a 30-something girl who bailed on the faith after a terrible failed marriage to a person in the ministry. This is a person in the ministry, quite possibly ordained by the church, ordained by God, because, you know, that there is this air that God has cast his blessing on those who are in leadership, who turned out to be a moral failure. I noticed that the person didn't go into the story. He knows the story. You know, was this person abusive? Emotionally abusive? Physically abusive? I mean, I'm here filling in the blanks because this person is not filling in the blanks. He just says it's a moral failure. And if he's willing to say that, it must have been something pretty big. Which included extra helpings of guilt thrown onto her by the loving members of the church she used to attend. Right, so this minister called by God was a jackass, an abusive jackass, and it turns out that the members of the church supported the abusive jackass. And he throws this example up as a bad reason to walk away. But I bet this church was exactly the kind of church that told her, oh yes, God has a person for you. This marriage is blessed by God, ordained by God. This is the one that God has selected for you, kind of thing. Boy, have I heard that a lot. And then when it blows up, hey, don't look at us. Don't blame God. Okay. It says, last but not least, another woman raised in the faith who now views Christianity as repressive and kicked it to the curb because of her, wait for it, sexual and other moral preferences. It's a lesbian. Okay. So there's a, you know, the gays are walking away from God. So his main thesis in this article, he puts it snidely in the following manner. There is no God and I hate him. Right, this is just a way for Christians to kind of minimize, mock, or diminish the actual pain, life-altering, tragic pain that is caused by the church and its teaching. And it's just boiled down to, I don't like God anymore, and therefore I don't believe in him. Look, there are a lot of characters in fiction that I don't like. Don't like them at all. In fact, sometimes they make me mad. I know they're fiction. You cannot like a fictitious character. But in the case of God, I think it goes deeper than that, because you were taught all your life that this God was real. And so it is natural that the first emotion that you would have, you know, when God starts treating you like he treated most of the people in the Bible, oh, I don't like this guy very much. The not believing in God usually comes later. So, yes, the first reaction is probably, okay, I believe in God, but this God isn't the God that I came to believe in. Isn't the loving God that he's made out to be. He's doing things and allowing things that I was led to believe that he wouldn't do or allow. Those are valid reasons to have serious doubts about whether the loving God that was described to you exists. They're good reasons. Now, it's not a good reason to say that no God exists. It could be that God exists, and he's just a piece of shit asshole. That's among all things possible. So the next time, you know, someone decides to walk away from their faith, their religion, I say, do it post haste. But don't let that be a reason for not believing in a God. There still might very well be a God in charge of this universe. And he's a dick. Okay. See you next time. Bye-bye.